This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today's show takes us to Hull and back. This is why hello is sometimes spelt as hollow. We start and end with The Stopping Train by composer Gavin Bryars and poet Blake Morrison, a sonic journey commissioned for a Yorkshire festival in 2017. And this is from the CD Notes. This journey has strong links to the area of East Yorkshire where I grew up, and the commission to make the piece allowed me to engage creatively with this environment for the first time. I have, for example, long admired Glenn Gould's remarkable train journey related The Idea of North, as well as the obsessive train pieces by the Canadian Eldon Rathburn, one of the great composers for the Canadian National Film Board, who made the final realisation of Percy Grainger's train music. This project with Blake gave me the chance to make my own train music at last. The Yorkshire Festival and Sound UK commissioned Blake Morrison and I, that is Gavin Bryars, to create an audio work to be listened to on the train journey from Goole to Hull. The piece is designed for the stopping train rather than the express, though it can be played on the fast train too. The audio was made available as a download to be played back on personal audio devices during the journey. The piece follows precisely the sequence of stations between Goole and Hull and is designed specifically for this journey, allowing the listener to board the train at Gavin's birthplace and embark on a uniquely personal artistic journey through the Yorkshire countryside. There is also a version for the return journey. Blake Morrison's poetry refers to my personal history, that is Gavin Bryars' personal history, in the area, as well as to topographical and historical material. Blake reads his own poems, and members of the Gavin Bryars Ensemble play the music. Sound, design and all technical aspects of the work were handled by Mick Poole, with whom I have worked on Opera North projects, Overworlds and Underworlds in Leeds and Winestead in Holden Nest 2017. So today I shall start the programme with the journey as it starts from Hessel to Hull. And then we shall end the programme with returning from Hull to Hessel. In between the Hessel to Hull and Hull to Hessel extracts from this work, we branch off with Lord Buckley's My Own Railroad, Professor Stanley Unwin answering most questions on manifold sub-G from the LP Rotary Discus, some Fluxus inserts by Ben Vautier and Dick Higgins, and two or three pieces by Ilhan Mimaroglu, including Le Tombeau de Edgar Poe. So, all wordy pieces, some spoken, some reconfigured and appropriated. But first, from Hessel to Hull.
Thank you. Below the tracks, on the Hessel foreshore, you'll find flowers in crinkly cellophane, strung up round trees or laid on wooden seats, naming a few of the hundreds who've fallen. Beth, Lee, Jane, Catherine, Yvonne. And nowhere as lonely as the place they climbed to, high in the rigging, above the mudflats and wind-scuffed tides, where gulls cry and mist softens the welding, and the rivers wide and open, like the sea, it's running to join, like childhood, like love, like life should be, and is, for us, the lucky ones. Unfallen, undespairing, not yet ready for flowers. After the Romans and the Vikings and the drainage king, Vermuyden, there were wheat and hayfields here. Marvell's mower would return at dusk, his scythe like a new moon, cowslips bathing his feet. Now it's roads and retail parks, cement works, flyovers, warehouse sheds, bus depots, Jewson, Audi, Tesco Extra, brash pop-ups, ousting old bricks. And the Silver River pushed from sight. Adjust your mindset to find the charm in a chapel door, a sooty arch. A boat marked out in brick on a gable. In wooden fences, metal paling, roof tiles, lamp posts, skylights. Flash of a lorry windscreen. In the sky blue grid of an office block, a stack of tires, a children's slide, the bowl of the KC Stadium. Now the train's curving inward. Like a hand stroking a hip bone. Before gliding to the source. Welcome to Hull, City of Poets. The Larkin statue and Paragon Square. And let's rename it again. The marvelous Andrew Marvell Hotel.
Let me hip you to something. When you make love, make it. Oh, some of you brothers and sisters, holdouts. Ah,
yes.
The truth. Truth is strange to the ears. Even wild truths. Wild truth. Things that happen that they supersede and carry on beyond the parallel of your practiced credulity.
And you say that lying, but maybe the truth.
For instance, one time in Chicago, I isolated myself to the point that I lost my love and my contact to the people. I loved the people, but I couldn't get to them. They didn't know that.
Hello.
But I loved them, but I suddenly backed away. I broke all those love strands, and I tightened up, and I had money in my pocket. I had a wheel and a long set of wheels. I had to go somewhere. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to see anyone I knew, anyone I ever knew. I didn't want to meet anyone new. I wanted to be alone. I wanted to... Yeah. And I was drinking of the good juice. Suddenly, I decided that I'd go to the Club de Liza. I didn't want to go to the Club de Liza, but I had to go somewhere. So I'm going up State Street in this elongated car. And there's a sweet, dew, wild, crazy, illiterate, smooth, cruddy smaze on the street. And I'm going up State Street, and I'm still locked in. I'm locked in tight. I'm just goofing along, pretty good. And I suddenly feel the shift of the bump of the finger of the bing, and now I have an objective. Said those dirty, lousy, miserable, rotten politicians. Oh, those thieving monsters. Those greed heads. Look what they've done to this beautiful city. Look at these streets where those rotten, foul-headed freaks. Death to them. Just then I hit a little raise in the pavement and I... Boom. Went right over, hung right in the middle of those flat State Street car tracks with my big, fat, bulging tires, and all of a sudden, whap!
I had my own railroad. I'm going down my railroad, and it's a beautiful railroad. I haven't stolen it from anyone. Nobody knows I've got it but me. And I'm feeling beautiful again now. I've got my own railroad, and I'm the president of the line. And I'm making the first run with the diesel. And I've checked out the ribbit meter and the hoopaleter and the hopnabinata and all that jazz. And everything is cool. And I've just got myself set back. The president of the line. Making the initial run and all the tracks cleared. Ha! Beautiful. That diesel, I wanted to goof. I was still in town, so I'm doing 55. Easy 55s, riding those tracks. Oh, just beautiful. I got my own railroad. It's marvelous. And checked, made all the checks and used the radio, telephone and all that, got everything squared away, and I just sat back for my run. When I looked out in front of me and on my tracks, me, the president of the railroad, making the initial celebrated run with his new equipment, his some drunken track walker with a lantern going like this to me. To myself, if this beggar only knew the president was in the cab, there'd be no nonsense like that. Never changed my speed right in there, 55. I'm the president. I've had this whole thing checked, you see, and rechecked, and had the checkers check, check, the checkers check, check, check. Now, so I got it right in there, 55. And so, like any good cautious engineer, I stuck my head around the beam to take a good clear shot in. And I saw I was right. It looked like someone cleaned out a giant birdcage, nothing more, just a few knickknacks here and there. And I said to myself, see, if I'd listened to that little monster drinking that wine and got off my own track, I'd been back there bumping, bumping all over the place. Thank God that didn't happen. I'd have lost my railroad and everything else. So I go a little further, still doing 55, and I see that the streetcar company, without sending me a notice of any kind, a short note, or a wire, or a radio telegram, or some sort of a gram, have scooped out underneath the tracks, looks like the Grand Canyon, for about 8 miles. I'm still doing 55. And there's only one thing to do there, call attention to the board of directors.
Right.
Of course.
Yes.
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 But right away.
Yes.
Give us an answer.
We will.
Give us a good one.
All right.
Give us one. I want one right now.
Yes, yes. Well, cross everything you've got and keep it crossed and don't breathe anymore. And you have been breathing and don't breathe in long breaths, breathe in short breaths and keep everything cool and feel the tips of the rip of the zip. And right there, don't change your hair no more. And I made it.
It's about 110 miles, 68 feet, and I looked through the rearview mirror, and I saw the lantern go out of the cat's hand.
Boom.
Reflex. And I went down to the corner, and my whole posterior came over my head like an electronic elephant's ear, went ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Lords and ladies of the Royal Court, we should like to salute William Shakespeare in this language.
Gentlemen, any questions?
Mr. Unwin, what are your impressions of Elvis Presley?
Well, this is a very good question, sir. Thank you. You see, from across the herring pole or pondy, where, as you know, the great nation with goes back to Abraham Linklater's Gettysburg and up to the end of Hearth, half the people, all or some of the time, until the end, has produced some very great exponents of the wasp waist and swivel hippie and kicking out the levers. I think Elvis was one of the first. I'm not saying about the military crops where he went in the G aisle and so entertained for the whole company for it. Nothing like that at all. And he wasn't trying to get out of it. Oh, no. With your Elvis Presley and wasp waist and swivel hippie, show you had. And I must say, it showed it first self in pictures, the rhythmic contrapole of the wobbling of the hipper, sideways with the head and tilty, gave him that expression both also with a little doggy lub-like in the eyeball, which he conveyed to the smaller female of the species, coupled with his music, because he did trittly how fine on the strims, helped him along the Roma. And it was in a moment of time when this fundamental expression came from him, you see. And there weren't many about then, you see. But he's quite young, isn't he? the question, sir, because I hadn't really visualised how a chap of his age could, shall we say, do a communique to the English-speaking people who stretched throughout the far flammers of the earth itself. But he came over here shortly after it was groped over there, but it came through. I heard it, first of all, on a record in the early Maudy. I was doing it a shavy hut with my razor blade, which, of course, is a safety one, and suddenly... suddenly he did a little syncopole or a drop it and howl, or something he did, and caused to jerk it over a pimp load, and I've been suffering ever since. But, thank you. I hope that answers your question, sir. Burpee Pardlow.
Mr. Andrews, Mr. Armand, which...
May I take left-hand side goal first?
Which musical academy did you attend?
Oh, well, have you heard of the Irish Pussy Thray? Well, it's a regal sight perpetrating of the Widwood Willie. And I did study at an early age, first of all with the cheapest form, which is the single-tone mouth orchy at that time, and then I went from the Wood Willie, Triddly, Huffalo, Dab and the Keebs, and from that I did a catgut and a scrape in the violins. But I did find, but by dissemination of the epope, so the sound, which can call all the dogs in the neighbourhood do a howling all night. The early lord, so we didn't bother to use the clock. Yes, but at the academy where I was made second professor, twice removed, twice failed, and come back later on and give us what you've got, because there isn't much there. But they still welcome me on a Thursday after Lubrious for a couple of days.
Do you think the top 20 of Hit Parade is good for the business?
Good for what? The business?
Yes.
Well, yes. Where the first expression for a top load is outvoting, hitting or miss for this jukeboxers, does show that it's got to be that way. And I think, short of calling on everybody, and there's no telephoto for calling on everybody to say, what's your favourite in the average household, but if you only made it 10, there'd be probably number 11 load would be the one which would next day for Lullabit and throw in from third division. But it's very necessary in order to grade the quality of the universal concept of the folklore law or the dancing where you're quick, quick and slow-em, you see. Because, you see, the question is to be either to listen or to play or to partake and dance in yourself, lifting up the light fantasky and kicking the neighbour up the bow, because who's treading on the insteppers, because... I mean, I can only do one. I tried a cha-cha-chardy, and I did a left slide-stepper, and somebody's gumball, not a gumball, it was growing on the toe, it was a chillblaker, had to pay the chiropody bill, which is through in several. So I think that was rather unfair, and they didn't know, otherwise I would apologise.
Yeah. Mr. Unwin,
sir,
you have the washboard in jazz. Do you think there's room for the amplified mangle?
Yes. Yes, I do, sir. And this is a very good question, because if you have a concealed microphobia in the mangle and the washboard's accompany mode for two of the, shall we say, the partakers in this instrument, because instrument it is, let's face it, as they approach the rotating members of the mangold, and with a fine, deep express and a song fold of sing it deep from their heart's trill, so as they go through the mangold, the expression changes to a horrific ale on the other side. Ending up in a deep kiss of joy and a final bow. Yes, sir. As the baton falls for the last time, so that they come through, stand up very thin, oh, yes, and ready for the next take. Oh, yes.
Mm.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I like this question, because we are musically in a state of flux. Now, we have, let's take rhythm. You have one, two, trittly how, grurt the sport and snuffle in the bow. Now that, that is just an ordinary sequence of rhythm, which indicates a rhythmic trend of happy or form of self-expressing. But I do think we ought to swing it about a bit. And if we take, I'll give you a little circus on this, if I may, in beating. We start off One, two, triddly and the foe, Gritzhaw, Tockley, Fiddly and Hauge. Now that sounds a bit abstruse to you, doesn't it? But when you get several ballad of this, all congregale together, the manifest as a whole is a deep rhythmic thunder mould. And they'll be blowing through sawn-off shot gold, bent straw, and various instruments which can be made up very cheaply and easily from the average Epping Forry or anywhere, piece of oak tree, you know, drilled through and holes at every interval. You've got to try them out first. You may find it's a minor modi, in which case you have to elongate one hole, which gives you a slightly major concept and a deep discord for blowing out the eardrums of anybody who's listening. Oh, yes. But that, I think that is the trend, sir, very much an off-beaty. In other words, where the conductor, who himself plays on this instrument, will gradually break pieces off this baton until that one little bit left, which is stuffed in his own eardrum. But I think that is the trend, sir. I think the word flux is the operative word, if I may be allowed to say so.
Mr. Unwin, do you think Tottenham Hotspur will win the cup?
Well, actually, this is a very good question and topical. I would say that if the forward line have a symmetrical team workers, and as I know they special have, as you know, can from the first pass of the ball take in mind the measured beat of a 1-2 through or Fido, so that ball can flollop out to the wingers, and a very fine triddly how and run and drop trick and carry one can shoot in the goal. If they can get by without an offsider, which is, you know, the ref and don't throw the bottler. Because he's only doing his best. But it'd be hard on their half-backers because I don't think they'll get a chance to do a philolopper shooty on account of the front line with their deep joy of, shall we say, express in their enthusiasm to the first to philolop in the goal mouth. Oh, yes. Anyway, it's a very good question, sir. It's not much about music, excepting that half-time with the band philolop up and low down.
Mr. Unwin, you haven't mentioned Sinatra. Is he here to stay?
Yeah, well, for a long time. You see, with this great, I think one can say great, it's a quality in the male oat of the species. You have the larynx, which is inch or through five long. In the female, it's slightly shorter. And in some human beings, so this quality manifests itself. And Frank Sinatra, all skinny gold as he was, you know, for his great song and singing, and of course with the soulful dole expression on his slim little face, Goka. Oh, Polly. I think it will last for another 5 years at least. Yes, it took me a long time to appreciate it, but now I'm with him for a long time. Definitely, I'm with him until doomsday, half past Froome, if I can.
For that. Do you think that great novel, Lady Lovely's Mother, would be more interesting if it were made into a musical?
Yes, definitely, because here you could have the gamekeeper, a little fox trapper. Where the central characters come to the front of the stage, do a deep curtsy bow, and I must say, if he's wearing a plus form or knee breechy, then, of course, it would look rather grotesque with the type of voice I should imagine, which D.H. Lawrence had in mind. But I think it should be made in a musical. You could have all the... you could have the dance of the little game creepers. You could have the... you could have the visit... You could also, there could be a composition bringing in the Dancy Badger. Let's have a bit of raw life into this, and the skunk, Stoaty Most, and all the things of the forey, which is, you know, lurky deep and down, come into this. Oh, no, the classical form will stay with anything like that, of course, and I think providing the plot is set and the scene in the middle of the deep forey, it should come off. I don't know about Drury Lane, but, you know.
Mr. Unwin. So, how important do you think is chamber music?
Chamber music is terribly important because, you see, in the house hoker today, you have two or three or four people odors, each one with his own formy expression, whether it's scraping a violin, a plucking a guitar, or trittly huffalo down the ivories of pianum. Oh, these things, you see, and so they could themselves, if they want, get the stavey music, whether it be a stuff note taker, a tonic soul farmer, it doesn't really matter. And they can do these little fly dirkers. Have a low doubter. You might have a minimum drop it. you can arrange a semiquail and the contrapuntal modi with the rest. And from this syncopale, so the expression of that which happens in the little house hocus, and all for a chamber music every time. Oh, yes. The only thing is, if you're not in a semi-detached, you're a Terry Haukus, and the only chimney pog has fallen off, therefore the householder's bill to pay, which you can pay off, if you like, by giving a little concert at the Chamber Musee, if they're willing. yes, and from this will come a lot of modern work. I mean, after all, we used to escape the televode or box with the square eyeballs, and it's far better to do a creative mouse. And if a thorcus of music comes into the myelode, so write down the staff note takers or the tonic solfari in the key of major or C or B flat, any of these, in order to get it down, hand it down to the posterity, because it'll come out later on. And probably in the year 20,350 Fido, out will come a little manuscripter. And on top it will say, number 34, Terrace Hack, the suburbs of Lundy, compose this deep, fine little quartepers. Unknown, unqualified, died and stuff in a 6-foot fathom deep they labour. But here it is, and the exploit takers will make a fine gold trumpy record out of this, and all the proceeds go to charity.
même, enfin. L'éternité le change. Le poète suscite avec un glaive nu. Son siècle épouvanté de n'avoir pas connu que la mort triompher dans cette voie. Étrange. Sortilège bu dans le flot sans honneur de quelques noirs mélanges. Et de la nuit hostile, ô grief. Si notre idée avec ne sculpte un bas-relief. Dont la tombe de peau éblouissante s'orne. Astre obscur, que ce granit du moins montre à jamais sa borne, au noir vol du blasphème et part dans le futur.
Boris Blastoff finally dreams about life. I want to ring like a bear, dance like a lion, roar like a kangaroo, box you, love like a bell. Ring like a lion, dance like a kangaroo, roar you, box like a bell, love like a bear. Ring like a kangaroo, dance you, roar like a bell, box like a bear, love like a lion. Ring you, dance like a bell, roar like a bear, box like a lion, love like a kangaroo. Ring like a bell, dance like a bear, roar like a lion, box like a kangaroo, love you. Boris Blastoff's You Play It Crapshooting Song. A soft touch, a slow night, a butterfly day, a soft touch, a slow dance, a wild day, a soft loving, a wild loving, a rough dance, a slow night, a butterfly caress, a butterfly dance, a butterfly touch, a slow day, a wild loving, a rough touch, a slow day, a wild loving, a rough touch, a slow day, a wild loving, a rough touch, a butterfly night, a wild night, a slow caress, a butterfly dance, a wild day, a soft night, a wild caress, a slow day, a rough day, a rough night, a rough caress, a butterfly caress, a wild night, a soft caress, a simple loving.
First idea, I sing. Okay. Canzona di Ben Vautier, la musica. Billy Boy, no. Je me suis sbagliato. Scusi. Better have the second idea. No, first idea. Where have you been, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Where have you been, charming Billy? I've been to see my wife. She's a darling of my life. She's a young thing who cannot leave her mother. And how old is she, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? And how old is she, charming Billy? She's 8 times 7, 27 and 11. She's a young thing who cannot leave her mother. Can she bake a cherry pie, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Can she bake a cherry pie, charming Billy? She can bake a cherry pie quicker than can wink its eye. She's a young thing who cannot leave her mother. And now I propose anybody who wants to do Fluxus music just sings a song. Idea number two for Fluxus. Take the record and eat it. If it's too hard to eat, throw it out of the window. Idea per il musica. Mais non, ça perd. Je ne sais pas. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Okay.
Farewell to Hull, then. Paragon of the North. Home to Larkin. Bard of the Ordinary. Who might have found poetry even in this? A train making tracks through weeds and litter. Past tower blocks with bright coloured stripes. The city knows no limits. The new builds ripple outwards like waves on a windswept arm. Once there were wheat and hay fields. Marvell's mower would return at dusk, his scythe like a new moon, cowslips bathing his feet. Now it's roads and retail parks, cement works, flyovers, warehouse sheds, bus depots, tower blocks. Juice and Audi, Tesco Extra. Brash concrete, ousting old bricks. And the Silver River, pushed from sight. Adjust your mindset to find the charm in a stack of tires, the children slide, the bowl of the KC Stadium. Below the tracks, on the Hessel foreshore, you'll find flowers in crinkly cellophane, strung up round trees, or laid on wooden seats. Naming a few of the hundreds who've fallen. Beth, Lee, Jane, Catherine, Yvonne, and nowhere as lonely as the place they climbed to, high in the rigging. Above the mud flats and wind-scuffed tides. Where gulls cry. And mist softens the welding. And the rivers wide and open, like the sea, it's running to join. Like childhood, like love, like life should be and is for us, the lucky ones, unfallen, undespairing, not yet ready for flowers. A bridge for the living, Larkin called it, in the cantata written for its opening. Not a title he chose himself, and he managed only 40 lines, not the hundreds he'd been asked for. A local industrialist bullied me into it, he said. I wish 1,000 times over I'd said no.
And I was Rebecca Finer.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.